Guess who's on the line? Just take a guess.
No, man.
Say hello.
What? Who?
Say hello.
Who?
You know who? Mr. Saunders.
You're lying.
Say hello.
Mr. Saunders, morning.
Teeny Bopper.
What? That's how it's going to start, right? Yes. Just to be clear, just to explain the Teeny Bopper thing quickly.
Well, remember there was another Martin Bester. So we didn't ever call you Martin. You had various other names.
Yes.
And one of them was Teens.
Yeah.
Or Teeny. I think when you were in Standard 6, you were Inky for a while as well.
And really?
Yes, remember those stinky cakes?
I don't remember that part. Okay, yeah.
Yes, and somehow I became Teeny Bopper, and then your group became the Teeny Boppers as well. Can you remember that?
So
they all derived from the teen part of the Martin. Oh,
yes, that's right. You can stop laughing now, Liesl. Thank you so much.
Mr. Saunders, I'm so happy that I have you here because Martin is always picking on me and I want to get some dirt on him. Please tell us, was he the straight A student? Was he a good student? What did he get up to? And also the Teeny Boppers, the thing I want to know is, were they a singing, dancing, performing group or not?
Not too much so. There were a few other groups that were that way inclined, but yes, they were good at performing generally. In fact, that's what Tins was about most of the time, very creative. He was just a ball of creative energy that one had to channel. You see, so one always had to find something for him to do. And he was involved in almost everything. He was in the school choir, he'd be in two plays at the same time and managed to juggle that, and then he'd still play a tennis match. So he was just everywhere. I think a good word for him at high school would be a ubiquitous child.
Ubiquitous. You also use the word creative, and many a times, especially in this day and age, when people use that word, it just means that their child is actually loud and rowdy and naughty, but they say, oh, he's special and he's creative. So was Martin more of that kind?
Not at all. There was absolutely nothing irritating about him.
Aww.
Damn it.
You couldn't help liking him. Even when he was naughty, there was something wonderfully disarming about him. I can't remember ever being angry with him in any way.
That's amazing. Thanks for the catch up and the chat this morning. Do you want to test me quickly before we go?
All right. Most people get this one wrong.
Yes.
If you can spot the error.
Yes.
When Martin Bester was one of my pupils, I did not mind him occasionally telling me what to do.
A split infinitive.
No.
No. The word occasionally is the problem, isn't it?
No. It's on a pronoun. So listen carefully. You must get it. When Martin Bester was one of my pupils, I did not mind him occasionally telling me what to do.
Oh, he's occasionally telling me what to do.
Ah, very good. I'm very pleased with you. Because absolutely no one gets that right. Even most of the authors I read get that wrong.
What a pleasure and a tonic to speak to you, Mr. Saunders. Thank you so much. Have a great year.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm going to go to the corner now and diet a little bit.
Teeny Bobber, Tinky, and Teens.
Ladies and gentlemen, I woke up with Martin Bester and Jimmy Marocke.
Great show, please, the alcohol.
And I know just where to find you.
Jacaranda FM.